Yo.
Welcome, fans. We have my bubble
news. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to propose a toast.
Oh, what are we toasting to?
To the Platinum Williams.
Okay.
For a wonderful week.
Okay.
Of paying all of our business bills on time.
Oh, gosh.
Before the deadline. And this is also going out to all those who you will also meet your deadline to.
Amen.
Amen. Random toast.
I think he's talking about our tax bill.
Okay? Yes.
Because it was
our business bills. It was tax bill year.
Yes, it was hefty.
January was, yeah, you know. But hefty tax bill is a good sign that you are doing well in business. It's just that paying tax is long, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But we're happy because...
we're grateful.
God did it.
He did.
Let's just be honest.
Won't he do it?
Oh, he did. Yeah, man. He did it for us, man. It was good. December was peak.
One thing I want to know, though.
Go on.
Is, I know that he's not in this country, but...
Who, God?
Trump.
Okay.
I was going to say Trump. I know this is completely off topic.
You're doing that thing again that we discussed just last week.
Okay, sorry.
You have to give us context.
Okay. I just want to say... I don't know how Trump does it. Like, the guy doesn't pay any taxes. Any?
Listen.
I don't know.
I don't know how you're making millions and millions
billions,
and millions.
Billions
a year.
Billions.
And you're paying £800 in taxes or $100 in taxes. You need to stop gatekeeping your accountants.
Thank you.
Stop gatekeeping your team and share.
Because the thing is, yeah, like, our accountant is pretty good.
He's pretty
special. But he's not a magician. He's not a magician.
He's not a magician.
He's not.
But
like,
he's pretty close.
He's pretty good.
But he's not Donald's, you know,
yeah, like,
accountant.
I
good.
Think Donald Trump, like, I'm not going to lie, yeah, like, our accountant is top tier. But
he's top tier.
If I had access to Donald Trump's account, I will look at
They have to do a tag team. So our accountant could learn from Donald's accountant.
That's true.
And then he
can
put his own spin on it because he's a genius.
That's true.
And then we'll probably pay half the tax
he's
paying.
It's true. And the thing is as well is like, because I'll strip.
Just get rid of him. Pagan behavior.
I'm going to sack him.
You sack him. Sorry. This guy is better. No, man. You got to give our people.
To be frank here, like,
the opportunities.
You know our accountant, yeah? Let me tell you about our accountant. Firstly, he prays for us. And I don't know why this is an underrated situation. This is an underrated thing, yeah? Mm-hmm. You need an accountant that will pray for you. Let me tell you why, yeah? Because
at least an accountant that will send you good vibes.
Yeah.
And I want just goodness for you, do you
good
know what
energy.
I mean?
Good energy. Not that they're working hand in hand with HMRC.
Exactly. One accountant that we were with was definitely working for the tax man.
Definitely. Whereas this guy, our accountant, he prays for us. Like, he legit... prays for us, mm-hmm. and it's like a proper, you can feel it's from the heart.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, thank you, because I really needed that. And it's funny because every time we get off the phone with our accountant, Mike and I are like, oh, I feel really
nice.
Good now.
Yeah, that was nice, isn't it?
That was really nice.
So nice of him.
That was nice. And it's kind of just like, so basically, I remember like last year, at some point last year, we were like trying to have a conversation with him about tithing, yeah. And we were like, we know, because our accountant is Christian, we're like, we know that we expected it to be kind of like a whole sermon because
the guy likes to talk.
Because our accountant, he will give us a sermon. Like he can easily be a preacher.
He wants to be thorough in his explanations.
Yes, yeah. It's a thorough also.
So there is no misunderstanding.
There's no misunderstanding.
Do you understand, as you'll say?
Yeah. So it was definitely a sermon, but the way he did the sermon was so tasteful, and he kind of like made us really understand what he was trying to say without trying to say it. And yeah. I was like, oh.
And without Bible bashing.
Yeah, without bashing it in our face. Like he was like, so really, you know, like first things first is your duty, fiduciary duty, to make sure that everything's paid as your company.
Make sure your bills and your taxes paid.
Yeah.
Pay your tax, guys.
Yeah. And your bills, whatever.
And your bills.
But yeah, like, so we had that conversation. It was really like, it was really interesting. Because basically it was just, One day we'll have to have the proper breakdown of like like a business talk episode, because I feel like that in itself,
why
like
can't
that
this be the episode?
Ah, man,
like, it's gonna go wherever we digress to anyway.
Because I feel like with that one, we were talking about how does one break down their the tithe when it's paid from the company, right? Because we're thinking, well, you know, you pay tithe and pay whatever. That's with the companies are allowed to contribute towards a charity.
Yeah.
Obviously, if most churches are registered charities, so contributing to a charity is a regular thing anyways for companies, and it's completely, it's very legal. So
very legal.
As it's very legal. Okay. It's basically, you know, like it's something that is, you know,
it's legit.
Okay. So basically, you know, most companies when they are when they want to, for example, be one of those, you know, they're doing it for like they want to be like a social enterprise, or whatever. They will say that they're contributing to blah, 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 blah. Whereas with us as Christians, it was very important for us to tithe for our company.
Very important for our business.
And also it was important to the business. Additionally,
it's important for a lot of businesses, you know, even non-Christian owned businesses.
Yeah, 100%.
Because companies pay, like they give a portion to their profits to charity. Mm-hmm. It's a principle in the Bible.
It's very common. Mm-hmm. So we were like, how do we do this? Because we obviously have a certain amount of bills that come out of the account every month. And the thing is that as a company, these things need to be paid. Mm. If not, we don't want no creditor headache.
Bruv.
We don't want to be filing for insolvency. We don't want none of that headache. All we know,
we don't want any of that.
Yeah.
That,
we just don't want a headache. All we want is peace. We seek peace. Always. That's us. We don't like headache.
Please.
We don't like headache. Do we like, babe, we do not like headache.
We are just here on this earth
for peace.
For enjoyment.
Enjoyment and peace.
Nothing that comes between my enjoyment and my peace. So
I don't want it.
Why I'm telling you in the beginning, we're toasting because we paid the tax bill. To you guys, you are laughing. But listen, you cannot enjoy in this country or any country until you pay your tax.
It's true. So anyways, like, I feel like it's one of those things. It's like, when we had that conversation with him, we were like, how would you do it?
Is it gross or net?
Yeah. So we were really kind of like confused about it, because we were like, if we do it before we pay our bills, then that might potentially be a bit techie.
Yeah.
If we do it, sorry, what's my thing doing? If we do it after we pay our bills, sometimes it might leave us with pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
Because we obviously have to contribute to this, then contribute to salaries, then this.
Yep.
So what are we supposed to do? We ask him because he's a Christian, and he, do you know what I mean? Mm. We're like, what are we supposed to do?
And one of the things he went is, the Bible says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to Jesus what belongs to Jesus. And we interpreted that as, we'll pay the bills first.
Yeah, that's how we interpret it.
And then tithe on the rest, right?
Yeah.
And he just says, whatever your conviction says, if that's your conviction.
By the way, he gave us a non-answer, which actually was a bit stressful.
It was a bit stressful.
But at the same,
but I had a piece with my answer.
I had a piece with my answer as well.
Pay the bills first.
Yeah, because the thing is that we had
God forbid.
Yeah, because the thing that we had was prior to that, prior to us having him as an accountant, we did it the other way. Mm. And I recall when we looked at the finances and he had to look at the finances, they were like, guys. So that kind of gave us like the, because he's not a pushy type of accountant,
no.
But he does try to give us advice through a slight nudge. Would you say?
The ironic thing is, part of our service with him is advice.
Yeah, he gives us a lot of advice, and it helps, and it's helped a lot.
And sometimes it's parabolic.
Yeah.
Parabolic.
What the?
Parabolic.
Like parables.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it. Parabolic, is that a word?
Respectfully, he's just a Nigerian old man.
Yeah.
And the way that
the best uncle, though.
He's the best.
The best and uncle.
And the funny thing is,
he doesn't look like he sounds.
Yeah. The funny thing is that the parables that he gives makes sense. You have to do some next.
You got to do some soul digging.
Soul digging.
To really understand.
But then afterwards, you're like, oh. That's what he was trying to say.
Okay.
And then afterwards, we send him a WhatsApp, like, thanks.
Yeah, because we have him on WhatsApp. We've got a WhatsApp group as well.
So, yeah, but... Yeah, that was an interesting...
Yeah. And she wants to just replace him for Trump's accountant.
No. That's not what I said.
You said that if that was the case, it's recorded on international internet.
That's not exactly...
You can rewind it if you want.
That's not exactly what I meant.
Okay, that's not what you meant. So you meant...
Wait, hold on a second.
There's a note as well.
Great. No. It's just because there was a notification, so I just want to make sure.
Notification doesn't affect.
Yeah, I know. But I just want to make sure that, you know. Mm. Yeah.
But because I'm now part of the iPhone ecosystem, I go to put my phone on Do Not Disturb from my laptop, and it will affect my phone too.
But let's talk about that.
Let's talk about what?
So,
the fact that we're in cinematic mode.
Okay, so
look
Mike,
at me, I'm moving my head and it's still maintaining. This is not a plug for Apple, but
it is.
I love it.
Mike is a big Apple stan.
I'm not a big Apple stan. I just appreciate that it's Apple. Part of our.
Before he got his iPhone, right? Most of the products that he's always kind of like pushed for has always been Apple products. He's just had an Android phone. And the only reason why he had an Android phone, even though he actually wanted an iPhone, is because of the free Bose headphones. I'm going to be honest with you guys. He was really conflicted about it. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you. The process, this is how it went.
Go on.
Oh, I really want an iPhone, but they're giving away free Bose headphones.
Google were giving away free Bose headphones.
And I was like to him, you do know that technically you use your headphones a lot. You should just... technically just buy yourself.
But I didn't want to buy them if I can get them for free.
So I was like, you're going to get a Google phone, which Google, by the way, Pixel is an amazing phone.
It's a phenomenal phone. No. Quick pause on Google plug, yeah? Google Pixel is by far the best Android phone I've ever had. Like, the experience on the Google is different to any other Android phone. Better than Huawei. Better than BlackBerry when they try to cross over to Android. Even though I really love my BlackBerry as well. Shout one out to BlackBerry.
Sorry, because this notification's in the way. I need to see like timestamps and
okay.
stuff.
Yeah. All right.
But babe, I thought you said that you
could notify me.
You've got all of the notifications on your phone.
But the ecosystem just said I've got
no. You've got literally every. And I'm like, how am I supposed to know the timestamps if okay?
Yeah, they're all gone now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, sorry, we've got a whole process here.
Yeah, man.
I need to see the timestamps. Like, if his notifications are running wild, what am I supposed to do? This is why, guys, I have very minimal notifications. Let me tell you the notifications I have.
Blessed has no notifications, and it's the most infuriating thing in the world. This is how I'd be calling my wife. She would gone out to meeting. She'd be gone out since 10 o'clock, and I'm calling her. Brim, 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 brim for 1 hour. Brim, brim, brim. Babe, what happened? Oh, my phone's on Do Not Disturb.
By the way, guys, Mike, goes full on stalker mode. Let me explain why, obviously, I love him to bits.
Go on. Now, I have justification for my stalker mode. Please, let the people know.
Firstly, before I start, I just want to say that I don't want you to stop. So I don't want this to be a thing where I'm saying this.
I will never stop. Right now, do you know, quick side digression. We went to Wembley yesterday when Blessing was doing power content, and I was in the Costa working on some stuff, and Blessing was out doing other work as well on the streets. And then, oh no, that came out wrong. Let me explain it.
My wife was on the streets.
That came out very wrong. Basically, Blessing is shooting content for POW, so she has to be out and about on the streets. Anyway, she was outside shooting content while I was doing other stuff, right? Cool. And then I had Find My in the corner because I could see your iPhone. So every time you moved, I would see where you moved. Okay, she's okay.
This is my husband, guys, and I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love it.
Do you know how hard it is to find the love of your life, bro? It's crazy. I'll be damned if anything happened to you and I'm watching on this Find My. I will leave anything I'm doing and go and rescue you. Sure.
So basically, guys,
Yeah, stalker mode. You're saying I'm on stalker mode.
So basically, I went out. Where did I go?
In the streets.
I went out. And I think what happened... Wait, who did I go to? Where was it? Okay, I can't remember. Where did I go? Anyways.
We were at Wembley.
No, this wasn't when I went to Wembley. Remember, because you were like, you switched off your location. Why are you like... Okay.
That's another thing that infuriates me about this woman who has no notifications on her phone that she's bragging about it on the international internet. Who infuriating, fam?
So I can't remember exactly where I went to. Mm. Oh.
You went somewhere, Sha.
I went somewhere. So.
You went somewhere. You went somewhere.
I went somewhere. And the thing is that my phone did not have notifications.
No, you took the boys to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, okay. That's it.
Go on.
So I took the boys to jiu-jitsu, right? And at the time, so usually what happens when we go to jiu-jitsu is Mike and I will drop the boys off to jiu-jitsu, and I and both of us would literally just be on our laptops working for an hour. But this time around, like that evening was very like faffy. Like there was a lot going on. So I ended up taking just Mateus to jiu-jitsu.
Ivan was moving, man.
Ivan was on one. So I was like, right.
You're staying at home.
You're staying at home because
you are grounded.
This is too much, right? Yeah. And I'm going to go to jiu-jitsu. So we're going to jiu-jitsu now. And basically, when I dropped Mateus off, I kind of like bumped into a group of mums and engaged in like a whole lot of conversation with them about life, whatever, mum stuff. And then I look at my phone and I've got like 20 missed calls and like just bare messages like, babe. And he said babes like at least 10 times, babe. But I don't have notifications on my phone, so I don't get like a ping or anything like that. My phone is always on silent. Like if I can't find my phone, it's actually quite peak because the likelihood is the Holy Spirit's going to have to guide me to that phone because
why would you waste the Holy Spirit's time like that? Why? Well, you can just turn on the notifications, or at least turn on specified notifications so only me can get through to you. She has Apple Watch, yo. That thing is beeping, bzz, 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 and she won't look at her watch. What's the point? It's not only for exercise, you know. It's not only for measuring your steps and measuring your reps in the gym. It's for contacting you. How is it possible that my wife has a watch from Apple and a phone from Apple and I can't get a hold of her in any of the systems?
So anyways, Mike was getting really stressed.
Ah.
So then I didn't, because
I had notifications because that our gym has got a rubbish reception, so you can't find anybody in that gym. If anyone wants to lose you, it's in the gym.
Literally.
Because the reception will not pick you up. So I'm even more stressed.
Mike was stressed.
Brev.
He was really stressed. So I...
Because the last moment, the last scene was in the car park.
Literally.
And it was dark, fam. I'm painting the picture for you. Go on.
Guys. So I was like, oh, I looked at my phone. I was like, guys, I'm going to have to step away from this conversation because... my husband's losing it. Mm. So I called Mike and Mike was like, where are you? I was like, at jiu-jitsu. Why haven't you been answering your call? He's not used to me being social. Yeah?
No, so it's not even that. I'm used to you. No. Don't get... I'm used to blessing, getting to a location. I'm triggered. Go to a location and be like, I'm here, babe. That one-liner that gives me simmy.
You know what happened?
That just carried on
my
life.
It was a weird situation because... dropped Mateus off, and then this mum was like saying something. She said something random, like, oh, that's a nice jacket. And obviously, because I made the jacket, I got gassed. Yeah. And I just lost myself in this conversation with this lady, and then some other ladies joined into the conversation. Sorry. And then, some other ladies got joined the conversation, and it became like a whole big group chat of us talking about stuff. And like all laying our whole lives out to each other that we all see each other on a regular basis. It's just that usually when we come to drop the boys off for jiu-jitsu, this is an opportunity because we have 1 hour. 1 hour to do work. And we use that hour. But in this instance, I kind of bumped into these mums and I was like, yappy, yappy, yappy. And Mike for like for maybe for like the first 20 minutes was like, babe, freaking out.
Mike was what's up?
When I spoke
FaceTime
to him,
FaceTime video, FaceTime audio.
He sounded stressed.
WhatsApp again, Facebook, Instagram calling, nothing.
The issue is that I don't have any notifications.
Isn't this not a problem?
And the reason why is that I don't like the idea of being in my zone, right, and working and stuff, and then I just have like a random unnecessary Instagram notification come up on my phone. And then I'm like, when I'm like proper in my zone and then the notification come up, I'm like, ooh, what's this? And then I'm like, oh, and then I get lost in the source of like all that stuff. So I try my best to kind of like minimize notifications. The only notifications that I get, which I've only just put on my phone now, is my bank. Which
can you imagine?
So bad, because I didn't know, I didn't have notifications on my bank.
Transactions be coming in and blessing be clueless to them. Like, oh, we got the invoice, this invoice got paid, babes. What? Which one?
Yeah.
You didn't see? No. Ah.
I've only just put the notifications on certain things now. I've got the notifications on my bank, got notifications on my emails, which really, like, I should have. You know,
respectfully, even I don't have notifications.
The thing about my emails is it actually kind of gets a little bit a lot. So I'm not a fan of the emails notifications. I don't like it because I have like a specific time when I check my emails, only because it gets a lot. Like if I know that, okay, there's going to be a time when I'm going to be on my emails to do X, Y, Z. I know I check my emails first thing in the morning and I check it roughly about 12 o'clock. Ish, just to make sure. Okay, like so a lot of the time, if you want to get hold of me via email in between that time, it's a bit techie. I'm not gonna lie, it's actually a bit techie.
And the clients, if it's you want to really get a hold of, they'll call you.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll actually call me because why? Because Bless's phone is school stays on.
By the way, the school is really, it's actually really
it's so pink, bro. Can you please tell your auntie? Please tell
the school actually never. Whenever school wants a call. One of us, they always call you because they can never get hold of me. It's actually bad.
Everyone calls me.
Mike basically pleaded to me this week, can you please just have your phone on loud at least during the day, and then maybe and then have like a do not disturb period or whatever.
Well, at least I'm still protesting. At least let my messages come through to you. Let it go ping, and you just know, okay, it has to be me. It's nobody else. You could do that.
I've done that. I'm
still silenced.
No, you're not silenced.
Eh? If I send you a message now, would it pop up on your phone?
It
or
should.
Your watch? I'm on iMessage, just to describe to people who are listening on audio. By the way, if you want to watch us, we're on iTunes and Spotify, you can watch us. Hello, baby. You are extremely sexy.
On my laptop.
But your phone didn't do anything. I'm looking at your phone now. Nothing happened. And I didn't hear your phone. I didn't hear your watch buzz.
Yeah.
Pagan. You need to fix this, bruv. You need to fix this. Not good enough. Baby, sometimes, no, this is not good enough.
I don't know how to do
it. No, we did it the other day together. We did it the other day together. It's not good enough. Stress, man. Stress. This is what I have to go through on a daily basis. It came up on my laptop, of course. It came up on your laptop.
I'm honestly, guys, like, I get really overstimulated about things. Like, if I have like a million notifications coming up and all of that, then I get really flustered. And then and to get into my zone is like a big achievement. So once I've managed to kind of like get locked in, I don't want anything to distract that. So,
but even me. And most days, we're on the same table.
By the way, Mike and I talk a lot.
I work on this side, she works on that side, or I work on that side, she works on that same side that she's sitting on.
This is my side.
I'm the one that's chopping and changing. I'm the whore of the table.
I'm a creature of cover, okay? So this
I'm a creature of vibes.
This is my spot. And nobody's messing with the spot. In fact, yeah, I was talking to Mike before we pressed the record button, because I was wearing this comfy, very rugged, very beat up.
It's a house cardigan.
House cardigan.
They've been relegated to the house cardigan.
It's only become a house cardigan because it is starting to look beat up. That being said, it is used as an extra layer sometimes when I know that it's not going to be seen. So I put it as an extra layer over my under my coat because I know it's not going to be seen. And yeah, let me tell you about this cardigan, right? This cardigan has been through it with me for thick and thin, yeah? Like, there was a point when we... And I've probably spoken
tell
about this.
Tell the people when you bought this cardigan. Winter of 2010.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. It's 13 years.
I'm going to be honest with you guys, yeah? Like, when I like something or when I love something, it's with me for life. Hence, this guy right here who's beautiful, he's stunning, he's perfect in my eyes.
Please turn your notifications on.
Okay. So anyways, with my cardigan, right, this cardigan, there was a point when we actually couldn't afford to buy a coat. Now, by the grace of God, we
she
have
many
coats.
Many coats.
Okay.
And she can't even make the coats.
I can even make the coats, yeah. Which, by the way, is an
expensive... She has not made me a coat too. I'm just putting it out there. Just so you know, date stamp... January 20th, 2023. Michael noted, she has not made me a coat yet.
It's on my to-do list. So, being able to actually make myself a coat is actually a big deal because, you know, buying the fabrics that I like. I like certain types of fabric.
Since you've got bare fabric, you know.
Okay. I like really nice fabric. Mm-hmm. So, I like to kind of like buy just fabrics. That's my thing. Do you know what I mean? I like fabrics. In fact, I'm going to buy a quilt. I'm actually going to just buy a quilt. You know, like those patchwork quilts. And I'm going to make a jacket for me. And it's going to be fabulous. Anyways, sorry.
And then when you finish, can you make me a coat as well, please? Also, your sons also request coats too.
Yeah, no, they've been requesting
just
coats.
So you don't forget us. We're a woman of the house.
So...
You are the queen of the house. Only women surrounded by men.
Yes.
Yes.
I have put it on my to-do list.
Thank you.
So, with this...
I just wanted to get that on air.
With this cardigan has been through me and through thick and thin with me when we didn't have anything. So, literally, I'd wear it through in snow.
Legit.
Like, it was my jacket. It was my jacket.
Legit.
And I'd be there shivering, but it still kept me to a certain extent... reasonably warm.
That's when Zara qualities be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though it's looking old and raggedy and all that
that's
stuff.
That's because of age. It's just and age. Heavy usage.
Like, the cost of wear at this point, I'm in the minuses right now.
Because I've worn you made a killing from it, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, man.
Yeah.
I love that coat. So, when I like something, I like something. And it's funny because, like, as a child, I have something, right? And my friends would be like, you've had that for way too long, bless you. You need to let it go. No! I'm like, no. Just because you like to throw things away.
I'm not from that generation.
I'm not from that. I don't care that we're from the same generation. I'm not from the same generation.
No.
I do not believe in throwing things away.
You don't throw things
Sometimes
away.
Keep things close.
That's it. Keep it.
If this thing is not falling apart, why should I throw away?
That's it.
Do you not need home cardigans?
Uh-huh. This is not a chair. That chair is not going anywhere. That's why she picks that chair. That's her chair.
Yeah.
That same chair that she podcasts in, she eating that in, she walk in. That's the chair she sits in. Me, I like vibes. Sometimes I'm on this side. Sometimes I'm on this side.
Sometimes you're on the sofa.
Sometimes I'm on the sofa. Sometimes I'm in Costa. I'm just looking for vibes, mate.
This is me.
Right here.
Right here.
Everything is there. One time I tried to sit there, she's like, get up.
I don't know what you're trying to do. Just because you're trying to chase vibes. Don't mess with my vibes.
Leave my vibes alone. Rubbish. Get up, Joe. And we said, humbly just pick up my laptop. Sorry, man. Let me just put it.
I mean, we're both trying to get the best out of work. And my best is where I'm comfortable. Okay?
Yes.
So,
moral of the story, though, turn your bloody notifications on.
I know. I'm trying.
So let's get hold of you. Okay? Like, a husband doesn't need to feel like this every time he contacts his wife. You could just turn them on. Do you know what I mean? Turn them on, please.
I'm trying.
Please turn them on.
I'm trying.
Thank you. Please just turn them on. Where were we going from this conversation?
I don't know.
We digressed. One thing, people who are new to this show, is there is no real structure to our show because the podcast is a reflection of the everyday conversations that we have. This is just one of the conversations that we just happen to be recording. So they go to where they go, we digress, and we digress. If we digress, we digress. We move on to the next subject. It is what it is,
man.
It is what it is. Moral of the story, though, pay your tax bills. Pay your tax. enjoy peace at all costs, enjoyment, don't turn off your notifications for your loved ones, and enjoyment.
And never beg.
And don't beg a bitch.
The random but yeah.
Oh, before we move on, actually, today I followed Blessing to the field. So, you know how I was speaking that yesterday, we were in Wembley and she was out and about shooting content.
To the field.
Yes, into the field. Well, obviously, you know about Power. Power is like, you know, it's up and running. We're trying to build it, build the audience. Blessing is the CEO. She's pushing the agenda of Power very heavily out there, trying to get the name out there, trying to, you know, get people to use it. Power's people, she's getting out there shooting content. I work on design, so typically I'm behind the computer. Yeah. But it was good because you know I've
already programmed it, so
she's programmed
now, I've already done it. I've
she's
done
like,
loads
my
of
job
nights.
Is done.
So now my well that programming side of my job is done.
Yeah.
So now I have That's to it. Just focus on.
So Blessing wears very many hats in this company. Loads of hats in the company. I wear a few hats. By leaning some hats, why can Blessing can lean into her hats too. So one of her hats is going out to shoot content. And bruv. So yesterday she went out to Wembley to shoot content. And I was, obviously, like I said, I was in Costa doing my thing, isn't it? Because, you know, I like to talk to people, but I don't like to talk to people really like that. You know what I mean? It's not my thing. It's Blessing's thing, though. She likes to go out. She's very sociable.
I and would then, not consider myself social at all.
Did you see my eyes? I went...
Because, yeah.
It's for business. She's sociable. That's when the sociability turns on. Bing, I could be social.
Here's the thing with me, yeah. My personality is a very... How would you describe me when it comes to my personality? Me, I wouldn't consider myself social. I'd say that...
I like your chewing gum. You're like flexible.
I'm flexible.
You're flexible.
Like, chewing gum. I tend to just go with the flow. My personal choice will always be home.
If she likes you... That's it.
If I like you...
If you have good vibes.
If you have good vibes,
good
I would like to spend some time with you, but the time that we'll spend will be in the comfort of somewhere inside. Mm. Whether it's in a restaurant, whether it's chilling in your house, watching a show, just chin-wagging. By the way, my idea of a good time with my friend would be me going to her house or her coming to my house and us just talking. Talking to people.
Order a takeout. Michael makes a cocktail and then he buzzes off afterwards.
Perfect.
And we have a takeout. We you know, and we chat.
It's literally...
The blessing chats. Understood. And when she needs a river, she goes, oh, boy!
That is not what
Can
happened.
Can you please make us more cocktails, please? I would like a gin and tonic. And my friend would like a what? And I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Stop acting then... like you don't even... By the way, Mike's the one. I don't go, oh, bye! I'm just like, this is Mike. He would literally be gone. But then he'll come out, he'll poke his head and go... Oh, your cups right. seem empty.
Do you know why? Yeah. Okay, I was chatting a bit of rubbish there saying to you that she's a boy.
Because I don't do that at
all. She doesn't. But, you know, I like to, you know, when the girls are around, innit, even though there's a part of me that likes being around the girls so we can, you know, just together, I can get a bit of tea, but I noticed that I'm not wanted. So what I do is I make the cocktails just so they can be free. Then I'll just go about my business. I'll take my laptop or go on my phone or go have a nap. Or do something with my life. Do you know what I mean? But I just like people to feel comfortable in my house. You know what I mean? You come to my home. You came from where your home, own home. You came to my home to spend time with my wife, not me as well. But it's fine. At least be comfortable in it. So I like to make people cocktails. I did a bit of bar school. I did study for the wine exams. I didn't pass it, but I have the knowledge, so I can still recommend drinks for the vibe, isn't it? I just want to keep the vibe. I want to play my part in being a good host and keeping the vibes.
I will never be like, oh boy.
No.
But what happens usually is exactly what Mike just said. It's like he comes, he sees, he's like, do you want a drink? He offers a drink because everybody knows that Mike's cocktails are everything.
Does it.
And then he goes away and then he comes back for a refill. That's what Mike always does.
Yes.
But yeah, but that whole vibe, that's a bit of me.
Does it.
I don't like going out. Outside, okay. The last time I did that, I went to hospital A&E. That I consider that outside.
That was a going out though.
But it was
a mandatory
outside.
Trip.
It was still outside, okay. And I didn't want to be outside, yeah. And I got COVID. Do you see why I don't like being outside? I got COVID. Yeah. I was outside.
It was
Does my home have COVID? No, it does not.
In fact, God did you a solid by letting you have a good Christmas, and then Boxing Day you were knocked out.
It was horrible.
Gone. Till New Year's Day, gone.
It was horrible.
Gone.
I don't like fully going gone. Out. So these days, I'm just leaning into it now. If anybody asks me, do you want to come out? I say no.
You can come to my house, though.
You can come to my house. I can come to your house. Or maybe we should just go out for lunch or dinner. That is it. Like, it's a vibe. Maybe we can, you know, chill out. Like, I just don't.
I'm tired.
What I don't really like, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't like those places that's overly crowded. I can get sick. And then now, like, I have a week where I'm, like, having to force myself to do something when I can't do it because I'm so weak. My whole body's out. I'm like, I've got too much stuff to do. Do you know how much work was waiting for me after COVID? After I got COVID? Like, really?
You still worked during your COVID. Don't get it twisted.
I still did. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. Do you know how painful it was? I was working until 5 a.m. with peak. COVID.
Peak.
I don't like it. So even the concept of going out and like being around so many people that just are just out here all the time.
Rev.
Like, you know, one of the things I hate the most? Going on the train. People don't understand personal space and it stresses me out. Mm-hmm. When I can smell your breath, we've got a problem. We've got a problem. I don't like it. So, yeah. So, anyways, this is a mini rant about me not liking personal space. So, when, like, people in my space, when it comes to being social, I'm very kind of funny about it. Like, I love, like, my friends. I've been blessed with the most amazing friends. But the people that I've had in my life for the longest get it. Mm-hmm. They get that I'm not somebody who likes to be outside. Like, those ones that are still my friend, they understand that I'm the friend that you talk to. Maybe it's like our friendship is borderline pen pal. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, most of the friends that I have just get me. They know that Blessing's not somebody to you go outside with. Like, you have other friends for that. But if you need a pep talk, if you need somebody to hype you up, if you need to move, if you need a cheerleader,
she's your woman. She's a woman.
That is who I am to my friends. So my friends know that I can be your cheerleader. Look, you want me to do some quick little research for you? Don't worry, I've even downloaded ChatGPT. We can do that.
Can I ask my AI?
Yeah,
got my AI guy for you.
So now we can all kind of work together. Like, I don't mind.
That's it.
I'm always here in my house. For you. Do you know what I mean?
And when it comes to our business now.
When it comes to business, I'm out here, unfortunately.
Ouch, yeah, being social. So, my story goes...
up with a pinch of salt. Because even with the social aspect of our business, yeah?
Businesses.
I see businesses. Mm. I see... like my experience when I worked with BBC Radio Cambridgeshire being very useful, actually, because it taught me how I can approach these things, et cetera, et cetera. With PAL specifically, I can still get the content without having to be super close to you, girl. I don't know you.
It's true.
So we can still get that content because it's very important. The content for me, the content that we're getting for PAL is beautiful. But at the same time, I like my personal space and I'm still not going to kind of like put myself in a sticky situation where I feel like I've been too up and close with somebody and now I'm like sick. One time I met somebody once, guys, I'm really not trying to be funny or anything, and I know that this sounds really bizarre, but once, I met them once, and they really imposed a hug. They imposed a hug on Mike and I, and Mike and I were so sick. It was one of those...
It was a double takeout, man.
It was demonic. You don't want both parents to be sick, because how were you supposed to deal with the kids?
Without high maintenance
children.
It actually
felt like COVID at the time, didn't it? But It was unlike any other sickness I've felt in my 34 years of life. And it lasted for so...
I was 33 at the time.
It lasted for so long as well.
First time we met the chick, you know, I was like, oh my God, I'm a hugger.
I was like...
Pulls us in. Then when we get home, my throats were tingling. Like, nah.
Nah.
You think I snuck this
Mike
chick.
Mike and I, yeah.
You think that we snuck this chick, you know? You think that we tongued her. The way our throats were tingling. Like, what is this? I've never felt this tingle before. Oh, look at what is happening here. Our throats are tingling. You think something happened, fam?
I was telling everybody because we have a hiking group, right? So the next day we went on the hike because obviously like we have the hiking group and at the time we went hiking twice a week. Twice a month. Now we only do hiking once a month. If you're in the Hertfordshire area, guys, by the way, and you want to join the hiking group, it's called Hertfordshire Black. It's called Black Family Hertfordshire Hikes. Yeah. So
and the icon, the avatar says Blackshire on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blackshire.
So you can join on Facebook, or you can send me a DM and I'll send you a link.
Don't send my wife DMs all. If you are a man.
So yeah. So get your wife.
Just go on Facebook.
Yeah, just go on Facebook. Like just go on said. Facebook. Yeah. So yeah. So basically, it's So basically, if you want to join the hiking group, join. We only do once a month now.
I'm really sorry. That's how certain man without their clock in my life, you know, slip into the DMs like, yeah, so, hey, Blessing, how you doing? So you said that you had a hiking group. Like, how can I be a part of that? How can I get close to you? Is what they're saying.
You can put it on the on the podcast group because obviously we're on the podcast Facebook group podcast Instagram.
Yeah.
Send us a DM on the podcast.
There we go.
Have it there. That's it.
It's safe.
Do you know what I mean? So guys,
that's it. Or send us an email podcast@platinum-williams.com.
I mean, simple. If you want to do that, that's a bit long, but yeah, like
it could all be done from your
phone. Really feel like that podcast email needs to be reserved for business. Do you know what I mean? Like, but yeah. Anyways, we go on the hikes. If you want to join the hikes,
if they're old school, isn't it?
Let us know if you want to join the hikes. It'll be cool to see some of you guys.
Yes.
But yeah, man.
So my story. So Blessing was shooting content. I was in Costa yesterday. So I'm not gonna lie. So I have a codependency on my wife. I'm just gonna put it out there. It is what it is. I can't spend too far away from her for too long because I start to feel needy and I start to feel alone to feel neglected. So what I did
Do you actually start to feel neglected?
Oh, it was peak, bruv. You were gone for an hour and I was like, oh my gosh, you left me, mate. Oh, what's happening? That's how I was feeling, isn't it?
I will never leave you. That's a red...
You never leave me, but you know, I'm still sorting this out in therapy. Don't worry. It's like, you know, issues within me that I'm still trying to, you know, conquer. So I thought, okay, do you know what? I need to clear my schedule for Friday. So I'm going to do all the work that we need to do. We're going to pull a long one and do it on Thursday.
It wasn't even long.
It wasn't long because it turns out I could work really fast when I really want to. So anyway, I finished all my work. So clients are happy, babes. Sent out all the emails. We've done all that thing. And then today, we both went to Westfield. And boy, people are brutal, mate. I got to see Blessing at work while I was the cameraman today. I got to see people in the element in Westfield moving the maddest. They're not even nice. Blessing approaches you. Sir, I don't mean to disturb you, but I just want to know, are you a Christian? No.
Because the site that we have is a Christian site.
People are brutal, bruv. And I'm like, how can you let that person talk to you like that? And Blessing like, listen, you can't let this thing get personal. The numbers Go for it. If they say no, just keep moving. I'm like, ah. But the way she said no to you, or the way she looked at you like you're about to take her candy or whatnot, do you know what I mean?
Like, Michael's getting so emotional.
I was getting triggered.
I was like, I was rolling my eyes. I was like, here we go.
I like, nah, these people are brutal. In Big Stratford. And Shepherd's Bush.
Yeah.
Like big Westfield, you know, people are getting like, it was disgusting. The way people treated my wife, I'm like, ah. And I'm there. It was crazy, bruv. And I think what shocked me was, and the shock of a blessing as well, that we're looking for Christians to share their testimonies on screen. Or we could show your hands if you don't want to show your face. Cool, no problem, yeah? But, okay, you're not a Christian, that's fine. We move along, it's cool. The ones who were Christians now didn't want to share. Now, for me, I was like, well, why don't you want to share your testimony? Why don't you share a story that was, you know, that of something that God did in your life? That was the question I was asking in my mind anyway. But even so, some people were moving buki.
When Mike was saying that, I was just like, some people just don't want to share. It is what it is.
I had a problem with it. Because I feel like if you stopped me and said, can you share a testimony of something God did in your life? I'll be like, cool. Because my thinking is, my testimony could be a lifeline for someone else. So if I was a Christian, you should share the word, the good word, the good news. And the good
Romans
news is...
Romans 1:16.
Huh?
Romans 1:16.
Yeah, share the gospel. Your gospel is your testimony, your story. No matter how small or insignificant you think it is, it's significant to somebody. So I feel like I'm ready. So I feel like, why does anyone feel the same sentiment? Okay, you don't show your face because for whatnot, you don't want to see, you don't want your stalker ex-boyfriend or girlfriend to see you on the Instagram, or you know, you don't want your friends to see you so they can tease you. Cool. We can film your hands. So at least you can see your hands moving as you're telling the conversation. Do you know what I mean? And there was one guy who fully pissed me off today. I'm not going to lie. I just had to hold it in because we're in public and we're working. I was like, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry, but I need to go to work. I'm busy. I'm rushing to work right now. And you know how we circled the whole of Westfield? Bottom, middle, upper, mall, everything. We circled everything. This guy bumped into me. Like, I saw him coming and he like, shh. And he started looking, he just cut off eye contact, just was looking at this. He's got shopping bags, bruv. Man's got Ferragamo, designer shopping bag. I don't know if Ferragamo exists, but he had a shopping bag, two shopping bags with his AirPods in the air, and he said he was on his way to work 15 minutes ago.
This is the thing, yeah, like what I've had to explain to Mike, this is why he should have come on the field of view, yeah? Is because basically I've got the experience of doing this with BBC. With the BBC, you're asking random questions like, oh, what's your favourite colour of lipstick? Like, I'm asking all these random questions and like, oh, it's the World Cup is coming up. Huh, are you going to be wearing red? So I had to do Vox Pops doing that. I worked with the BBC for like a year, just basically doing Vox Pops and editing my Vox Pops, right?
Just chasing people around.
Basically chasing people around, and it's literally the same equivalent. And in my mind, it's a numbers game. You get people, some people do appear to be rude, but at the same time, you are a stranger literally coming to them. Nobody really wants to be speaking to strangers anyways like that. So the way it appears from their side, it's like, why is a stranger coming up to me? They don't even care. They don't even hear me being polite because they just see a stranger deciding to come up to them. So I get it and I understand. Obviously, I'm trying to create content, so it's a little bit annoying. But at the same time, I don't take it personally because I know that if somebody came to me and it wasn't necessarily relatable to me, like if somebody asked me, oh, sorry, I'd be nice about it, 100%. But if somebody came to me, I feel like most of the people were actually quite polite about it.
Some people were a bit mean. Some people just walked past you like it didn't even exist. I'm like, wow.
I feel like my experience with BBC kind of made me indifferent.
You are strong, girl. That's what I kept telling you.
So
you
Mike
strong,
kept was like, oh, is this what you do?
You are strong. Because like, that guy would have decked him already, bruv.
I was like,
how do you explain
really
the guy? He said, I'm on my way to work.
It's not my problem.
And then 10 minutes later, I'm seeing shopping bags.
It is what it is.
And he purposely just closes his eyes as he's walking just so he doesn't look me in the face. Because he knew he was lying. And he was a Christian.
You know what was funny?
He's a Christian.
He said,
it's not even just to say, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah,
I respected them. I'll judge
him. I prefer the people that are just quick with their nose. One thing that I say, and I will continue to say it, don't look, you'll never catch me begging. I don't believe in begging. I don't believe in it at all. So if you say no, thank you, keep it moving because then I can find somebody else.
Yeah, I started to get used to that towards the end.
Pardon?
I started to get used to that notion towards the end. Like, of course, let's move on.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, I was like, ah,
Mike, you
said no to my wife. What?
Mike is so annoying. Mike being on the field to me felt like I had respectfully one of the boys with me. And the reason why is because...
I'm like, what did she say? I don't know. She just said no, but she said something snarky, bro. What did she say? Maybe you can't take it personal. Like, oh, no.
Mike was really getting emotional. And I was like, it's really not that deep. Like,
people are mean in London, man. People are mean, bruv.
Mike was like, babes, is this what you're dealing with?
Such bad vibes.
Is this what you're dealing with? People are so bad vibes. I was like, it is what it is.
You got some good testimony, Shai. It was cool.
Yeah.
I got to see the magic. I got to see the blessed magic.
Yeah.
And I got some insights on myself from a design perspective. So it was good. I mean, I shall be following you again soon.
It's okay if you don't, but yeah.
No, but I think it was fun. We still caught banter, man. It was nice. It was sweet.
Yeah.
It was sweet. And we've got lunch as well. It was very romantic.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, there's this place, yeah. This pastry place, and they just had all these pastries like
that. These Danish pastries.
So I wanted to have a break, but then here's the thing with me, right? My stomach is really weird. I can indulge in that pastry that's been sitting out for like 500 hours. God knows how long it's been sitting out. But then what would happen is...
It's only about 11 o'clock. You can't be sitting up for any more than 3 hours.
Which is long enough, right? So what would happen is I would consume that, let's call it a muffin that's been sitting out for 3 hours, right? After 3 hours, when I'm at home, in the comfort of my own home, my mind would start saying, you never know how many rats have been rolling around on that pastry. You never know how many people's hands have been...
I thought you've indulged it.
Yeah, hold on a second. You never know how many hands have been on that pastry. And then you know what would happen?
It was in the window.
You know what would happen? I'll puke. So every time I've eaten anything, let's say I've gone to Subway, I'm like, I don't know what
marinara.
It is. If I've gone to a Subway, if I've gone to like a Sainsbury's and bought one of those open pastries, or if I've like...
You've never done that.
I don't do that. But like, I've realised the pattern.
That's only because of a video she saw years ago on the internet about saw rats just... moving in and out of the pastry basket. She's like, never again will I ever buy pastries from Tesco,
anywhere,
from Asda, from Sainsbury's. No supermarket will get my money over pastries.
So basically,
blessing only shops in bakeries. And now the notion is passed into bakeries too.
It's a really...
Even snazzy Danish ones.
What's upsetting for me is I really love pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love them. Like... I really love pastries. I love cakes. So now what I've been just doing is teach myself.
That's it.
Trying to teach myself how to make these things so that I can indulge in them in peace.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I know that rats haven't been rolling up on them. I know that they've been in a safe environment. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Speaking about rats, completely off topic, the last week, our son...
We almost did not go to church because of this.
We almost didn't go to church because of this year. This is actually not even funny at all.
No, it's not a joke.
So let's go into Two Is Enough because I feel like this is the Two Is Enough segment.
We're going to Two Is Enough. Let's take a break. So all those aunties and uncles asking us every time we go to a party, where will you have more? Where will you have? We want to get. It ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen.
Two Is Enough.
Two Is Enough.
Can I get amen for the people at the back?
Two Is Enough.
Two Is Enough.
Two Is Enough.
Two Is Enough.
Two Is Enough. So basically, guys, last Sunday when we were just about to go to church, Ivan, he trolls way too much. Ivan and Mitesh, both of our boys troll.
They don't have to troll properly.
But
like,
they don't, like,
reason.
They get it
reason,
from you, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
What do you mean?
This is a
you
thing.
Troll you. Do I troll? Am I a troll?
You are the worst troll.
Eh? It's the first time I'm hearing of this.
Really?
What? I troll blessing? No. It's not me.
You're being sarcastic, right?
It's a dream.
I'm struggling to actually pick
it's
up the
a dream.
Tone. Okay, so anyways, this is what I have to deal with, and I've dealt with it my entire life. So now we've produced two trolls. Yeah?
and we have blue hair, yeah?
So they might as well have blue hair. They might as well. So basically, Ivan, not knowing, I personally think he knows because we've told this to him many times. We've told him the story of when, before they were born, we used to live in a flat that was infested with mice, right?
Mice and rats, mice, or whatever you call those stinking things.
And they were the type of, they were the brave ones.
They just ruined everything.
They ruined everything, one. Two, they were brave. So we would literally be minding our business and they'd be chilling in the middle of the living room.
Just chilling. You stamp your feet, they'll be like, what are you going to do, bro? Nothing.
So we lived... They were our roommates. They were our housemates.
Chewed up all our shoes, chewed up all our clothes, ate all our food, broke into our cupboards. Crazy. Crazy.
This is one of the reasons why I say that. When we got pregnant with Ivan, our lives changed because suddenly we were not able to like afford nicer things and we were able to get all these things. But anyways, so basically, Mike and I have PTSD with anything that moves that it's not supposed to be moving.
Imagine.
So if it's...
Something can accidentally fall in the living room. We're like this.
We're like, we'll shake.
We're still unpacking this in therapy.
We're still unpacking it. It's serious PTSD. Like, it's actually PTSD.
Literally, a ghost could move from the room and we'll be like, what was that?
What was that? And we'll be shaking. We'll actually be shaking.
Eh? So our son decided, because he's a troll, not because he gets it from me, because he's a troll.
He gets it from you.
He's an individual. So prior to this incident, he was put on the wall because he was moving mad.
Way too mad.
So in our house, we exercise facing the wall. That's our timeout.
That's timeout. It's timeout.
Go out and face the wall.
You're a Basali.
Go out and face the wall. Whether you raise your hand up or you don't raise your hand up, just go to the wall.
Just go to the wall.
It's just wall and you know what time it is.
Boom. Yeah.
So, and obviously they're kids. So every time they're children, every time they're on facing the wall, they don't really face the wall. They just start, you know, playing, but whilst on
this
the wall.
Is, by the way, this is why they take the piss from us.
Take the piss,
they take the piss because we're not disciplining them hard enough. Like, yeah, we need to.
I keep telling them, if we raised you like our parents raised us, you will not last.
But we don't want to do that because that's why we have trauma. And that's why we also have been in therapy for over a year. So please, you don't want to do that. So we've been trying, Mike and I have had several conversations about how we can reevaluate our discipline because we don't understand why these kids, like, for example, the other day, this is completely off topic. Ivan was like, Mum, you need to buy me rings. I was like, why? Because I need to give a couple to a few of my girlfriends.
Like, wow.
Why am I supposed to say that? I ordered rings. But back to the story.
And the rationale was, well,
at least he told us.
At least he told us he wants to buy rings for his girlfriends.
That's what he said.
Who are we to say no?
So we bought the rings.
Support the parents. That's how in the future he'll tell us more things.
That's hope. That's the hope. That's the hope.
So Ivan was on the wall now because he was moving mad at breakfast. Because that's what Ivan does. Every day, I feel like he leans into that now. Every time he must move mad once in the morning.
At least.
Grab a few minutes on the wall just to, you
keep
know,
us on our toes. Keep us on our toes. Keep the blood pumping.
Keep the blood boiling, you know? Just keep the day nice and straight. He does it. He takes joy out of it.
I think he thinks that as a family, we all need to have it because he thinks there's too much peace in this house. I need to shake things up.
The vibes are too peaceful. Let me just, you know, drop my food. Pim. Oh, no, I dropped my food. Ivan Wall. Simple. Or he decides he doesn't want to eat his bread. He doesn't want to eat his breakfast. The toast is too soft.
And then he's now gagging.
Or the toast is too hard.
Oh,
or the bread doesn't smell
the
right.
Drama.
It's just bread.
The thing is, though, his hatred for bread is from me.
Which, like, I don't understand. These people don't like the smell of bread. Nothing wrong with the smell of bread.
I can't actually stand the smell of bread. So it's only certain breads that I can manage. But in general.
Bread that smells.
I can't.
It smells of bread. Her and her son, it being one corner in it. So anyways, Ivan was moving mad. We put Ivan on the wall. So in the space of, 2-3 minutes while Ivan's on the wall, he turns around and he's having a chat with his brother because that's what they do. They're on the wall but having a chat. They're playing and Ivan goes, oh, look, there's a mouse in the playroom. And everything stops.
Everything stopped. A slow motion.
Everything stopped. I was pouring water. The water stopped.
I think the water master stopped.
The water stopped pouring out of the kettle when I heard there's a mouse. And I went, what did you say? And Bless was like, what did you say? And he was like, looking at us like...
Because he was...
He was taken aback because our reaction was not like the typical reactions he gets from us. But you said you saw a mouse.
You don't play with mice. There's a few things that you don't play with in our house. Mice, lies, disgusting stuff.
Don't be inappropriate.
Very inappropriate stuff, basically.
Mm-hmm. Death.
Death.
And
oh,
prison
yeah.
play.
Prison, oh, yeah.
Prison play, death play... Disgusting play, lying play.
Yeah. So basically, like, if they're like, oh, I'm going to put you in jail, that gets a reaction from us.
No, no, I don't like that play. Stop that play.
I don't like that play. Because the thing is, there's power in the tongue.
There's power in the tongue. We keep telling them, your power has words.
Your word has power.
Stop talking mad.
Oh, yeah,
stop it.
Your tongue has power. So we're like, stop saying that. Stop saying that.
What did I say? Your power has words.
Yeah, your power has
words. Don't mind me, Jerry.
So we're really funny with like the type of things they say. So we're like, no, your words have power. Like we can't have them saying stuff like that.
In it?
We're not allowing them to say that in our house. I'm sorry, no. So
I don't like prison play, you're going to jail. Nobody's going to jail in this house. Jesus name. Don't let me ever see you play with Joe again. Rubbish. And now this guy has forgotten. We told him many years ago, he's still a child, I guess, he will forget. Don't ever mention mice. Mickey Mouse, Mighty Mouse.
It's true.
Any mouse should not get mentioned in this house because anytime the mouse gets mentioned in this house, me and mummy will get triggered. and it's over. Any player you're finishing that day, it's finished.
We've said it.
You're spending the rest of the day on the wall because you measure on mouse.
That's it.
We are dealing with PCSD because we used to live in mouse. Don't measure on mouse. So this guy turns around and goes, oh, look, there's a mouse in the playroom.
And he knows what he's doing. He shaked up everything. He shaked up that whole day.
We were shaking the whole day.
The whole day. We looked in the playroom and I was standing there like a loser. Just
me too,
standing,
next to her. Standing there looking. Did you see her move? And he's like, I was joking. I didn't see him. I was like, no.
You can't say that.
And because Ivan has a thing of sometimes not telling the truth, it's hard for to decipher whether he's telling the truth.
We were stressed.
He's experimenting with lying right now. He's in that phase.
You know what?
And he's annoyed.
Admittedly, in church, Mike and I were like, do you think that he saw a mouse?
We've got to sell the house.
We need to sell the house. We need to
it
get rid
of it. It is.
We
it's
need
the
to,
house,
like,
though.
Like, we were like, the house. So then we were like, maybe we should, admittedly, we were literally in church like, do you think we should fumigate the room? Do you think there's actually a mouse in there?
I said, we need to throw away everything.
We need to fumigate it. Like, we were proper.
I'm like, we can't even open the door in the living room anymore. We have to go from the outside to open the door. The key for the garden is in the, we opened the garden, I've climbed the gate. This is mad. I was telling the boys, we need to throw everything away because you saw a mouse.
We were freaking out, guys.
I like the mouse is gone. We were spending. The mouse is now gone. We're in hysterics right now.
We're in hysterics.
If our midwife was here, our hysterics was off the frame. You can't even see how high my hand is right now. It was gone. We're like, the mouse has touched all your toys. We have to throw everything away. I lie. We have to throw everything away. The mouse. And I was like, no. Don't throw our toys away. Oh, the horror. Oh, no, please. Oh. I was like, nah. You said you saw a mouse. I didn't see a mouse. I was just joking. Like, no, Ivan, you're not joking. You saw a mouse. Who said they see a mouse? Who says that, babe? Who says that? I was like, exactly. Who says that? We have to throw everything away.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. We were stress.
And I was like, you're gonna use it for an office. I'm like, we can't even use it for an office.
We can't use the room.
You think I'm gonna say an office where there's a mouse there?
I can't.
So that went on for like
20 minutes. We were nearly late for church.
We were almost late for church. Considering we're gonna be on time.
We were actually gonna be on time.
In fact, if that incident didn't happen, the boys would have got a place in Sunday school.
Yeah.
Sunday school was full.
We were so late for church that Sunday school.
It wasn't late for church. We were late for Sunday school.
We were at church on time. Yeah.
Just Sunday school was full. But had that 20 minutes had not perspired, would have been 20 minutes earlier and the boys would have got a place in Sunday school.
Yeah.
I would have been on time to enjoy church without the boys. Why is he standing on the stage? Is he talking for? Why is everybody singing? Why are we putting money in the basket for? Oh, daddy, can I have a sweet?
I want a lollipop.
I want a lollipop because they give lollipops in our church because they give the attention.
Because most people pay their tithe and offering online, no one really deals with cash anymore, coins, whatever. Unless you're my uncle that randomly sees us at Tesco's and gives us cash like I'm still 10 years old. Not that uncle.
Big up uncle. We'll keep it for the boys, but we'll keep it for them.
I'm using it to get my hair retwisted. But anyway.
Me too, I'm using it to get some apparatus. So thank you, uncle.
We have that one uncle that every time he sees us, I think he thinks that I'm still 10 year old.
And I've inherited him through marriage.
Yeah, so basically he gives it to the kids, but he really knows he's giving it to us. Last time he gave the kids money. I used it to get myself a new nail.
Used to fully express myself.
UV lamp.
And I used some of it to buy some apps.
Yeah.
That I've always wanted. Yeah. I didn't want to pay it in that price for.
But yeah, but hold on, my uncle that always has cash.
Listen,
anyways.
That uncle I've inherited from marriage is my uncle too. Well, I thought I saw him first. Last time we saw him, I saw him for like, yes. I don't have a problem with money, but everybody likes free money. And this uncle is very generous.
He was very generous.
He took me to the cash point.
Yep.
And you know when you get this cash point, you just act like you don't know what's happening. Like, yeah, so uncle, how was it? And you're thinking to myself, how much did... okay. He's like, oh, Michael, how are you? Michael.
Honestly, that is actually... He's like...
Michael.
Even minus the money that he's given, he's actually the best uncle because he's
the
very
vibe.
Unproblematic.
Vibe.
He's vibey.
He's vibe.
He's just a cool guy. Just
minds his own business. Doesn't mind your own business. He will tell you though. Sometimes he'll tell you like, you should just stand your ground, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know what is this stuff you are doing. Yeah. Just stand your ground.
Yeah.
That's it.
But overall...
And he'll pray for you.
Yeah, he always prays. Always prays for us. He's good vibes. Good vibes.
Good vibes. Very good vibes.
Good vibes are cool.
And very generous. But such uncles. That's the uncle you aspire to be in your life.
100%.
I don't know how, but personally, I don't know how I feel. I've seen my nieces and nephews, I'd be like, oh, let me give you, as he always say, Christmas money.
Christmas money, always, always.
And I know it's just going to my siblings.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. But he's the great uncle now, so you know he's still going to your nieces and your nephews, yeah. So.
But
don't we buy them something? We buy them, they say, buy the kids.
The kids get everything. Like,
buy
really,
them
like,
some Chinese or something.
I don't understand what else these kids.
These guys don't have the need for money.
We give them everything.
They don't have the need for money.
They ask for something. The guy asking for, oh, can I have rings? I literally did it in the spot. Okay, cool. I literally just looked for kids' rings on Amazon.
Rings.
Bought
and
it
now all these girls have rings from him.
Is what it is.
Is what it is. Anyways,
so basically,
PTSD, mice.
So in church, anyways, yeah, they have they gifts. So instead of saying, guys, come to the front for offering, they just say, come to the front to get a sweet.
Get a sweet, and you can, you know, keep it, use it to keep active in church.
They say use it to keep your energy up for
keep
church.
Your energy up. You need sugar bars in it. Sugar bars. They promote sugar bars. So the boys are seeing this for the first time. Like, oh,
sweet.
They give sweets
they
in
sweet
big church.
Church.
What? Can I have lollipop, please? Eh? So I can be peeling you off the crane.
I think not.
So you can be running behind pastor and climbing the frame. Before
so you
think.
So you can be disgracing us.
Before you think you have the word for the people today. Crazy. The boys on sugar are not a nice sight.
Nope.
They ruined my birthday. That's what I'm saying. They ruined my birthday. It's what it is.
Speaking about birthdays.
It's our fault.
Before we go, speaking about birthdays, we did karaoke for Mike, yeah? Mm-hmm. Guys, I don't think we actually addressed this. We did karaoke for Mike. And I wanted to make it like a thing because usually like his birthday's on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. So he never really gets to celebrate per se. So
we, nobody come out for Christmas.
So we did... So I thought, let me do like a karaoke night like the week before Christmas. So I did it the weekend before Christmas. Tell me why barely anybody turned up. And Mike was like, babe, this is prior to, like, there's no point during the Christmas period.
Yeah,
nobody
no one comes out for Christmas, man.
Nobody comes out for Christmas. I was like, no!
People will come out for
people
you.
People will come out for you, yeah. I was bare like, got him a cake and everything.
Which was the most lettuce cake I've ever had.
It's the most amazing cake ever. But anyways, yeah, we got, by the way, that cake, we went on this Facebook group called Black Owned Economy, right? And they, I was like, I'm looking for somebody who's willing to make us a cake. Not a vegan cake, because
no,
we're not vegan.
You don't mess with that nonsense.
But a lactose-free cake.
That's
so
it.
You can use lactose-free milk. Mm-hmm. It's still cow's milk, but it's lactose-free, so it's still going to give us the moisture that we need in the cake. You know, you can still make chocolate, you can still put, because I want white chocolate, but lactose free,
yep.
All that stuff, right? And I was quite interested to see the response. So we got a big response, and on a whim, I literally used one lady, and the cake that she made
was phenomenal.
Was the best cake I've ever tasted in my
no
entire
word of
life. Every single person that came, I said, we say no person, but it was a really beautiful, like small turnout, but the people that came were lovely. Everybody that had the cake were like, yo,
this cake is something else.
This cake though, we're like, but yeah, Black Owned Economy on Facebook, guys. You should definitely, if you're a black person that wants to push your products, people will support you. The community will support you. Go on Black Owned Economy on Facebook. But yeah.
Yeah.
Random little plug for them, but
they'll pay us soon, don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
But yeah,
so you know, conclusion was you know, after the service had been delivered, we had our spirits had simmered a little bit.
I'd say that when we were at 100 stressed, I'd say after the service, we're maybe at 50%.
50, yeah. 50 is normal.
It's normal for us.
Normal. We're never below 50.
The thing
we
is,
have children.
When it but I'm talking about with mice, the stress of mice.
Oh, mice.
Because the thing is that we're always, because of the PTSD, we're always kind of on edge about the prospects of mice.
Listen, you can hear this.
And
randomly. Randomly, where did that come from?
And it's just fallen, like a bag has just fallen.
Hold on, but how... And then the question is, why did the bag fall?
Yeah, we're stressed.
Push the bag. Something's happening here.
The
fan is on. There's a draft in the room or whatnot.
Pray for us, guys.
Pray for us. So we concluded that. Okay, so basically, the playroom is a very cold room. In the winter, it's cold. In the summer, it's hot.
Yeah.
Right now, we know that those creatures like warm environments. Yeah. From what we've experienced, our home back then used to be a toast. It used to be a sauna.
Yeah, it was literally a sauna.
Our house is a sauna right now. It's hot. Blessings strict to a t-shirt.
Are you talking about here or the
both places?
Okay, yeah. Because the playroom specifically is freezing.
It's freezing.
The playroom is actually freezing. Mm. The actual main house, our house, is warm. Like, yeah. Our house is toasty. But the actual playroom itself, we try our best to actually keep the door closed because it brings a draft in.
Yeah.
Because the playroom is basically... The way that our playroom is the playroom is basically like... It's a conservatory, mm-hmm. right? So when it's summer, it's...
The hottest place.
The hottest room in the house. But if it's winter, it's literally freezing.
The coldest.
So when the boys play in there,
they'll bring toys out.
They bring the toys out, basically. The whole house is full of toys.
Yeah.
When it's summer, to be frank, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, they rarely use the playroom. They use the playroom they use the playroom when it's kind of like spring.
Yeah.
They really enjoy the playroom when it's springtime because it's like
temperature's just right.
Because everything's just right. Or when, you know, like, for example, when it's like right now, when like not right now, but roughly like February, April,
like March, April. Yeah, then. When the weather's like in the 12s, 13s,
they really 14s. Enjoy the playroom at that time
because it's a nice temperature. Isn't
yeah,
it?
But when it's summer or when it's winter, like just proper, they're not interested.
In fact, we don't open the door in the summer.
We really do.
It makes the whole house hotter than it is.
Yeah. So yeah. So
yeah. So we conclude that those creatures don't like cold environments, so they would have found a way out of there by now.
Yeah.
Or they would have went into this room. And we have not seen anything in this room.
Yeah.
This room is the cleanest it can be.
Yeah. We always have a rubber hoover that's we're very funny with like...
Every night is doing its job.
Yeah.
Cleaning the floor.
We're funny about stuff like that. But like, nah.
So, yeah. So we simmered a little bit and then we reopened the playroom and the boys had a playroom. And we just had to tell them, listen, you cannot joke with mice.
Can't joke with mice.
Don't play no mouse games because we don't take it lightly. And then that was that.
I think the reason why they think it's funny to play with mice is because in Chip and Potato, her
pet comfort, is a mouse.
Her comfort toy. I don't think none of the parents, nobody knows that it's actually a real mouse. They just think it's a teddy bear that she walks around with.
Isn't that mad?
But in Chip and Potato, her comfort toy is actually a real mouse.
Chip and Potato is a kids' TV show. It's on Netflix.
So basically, the kid, so Mateus specifically really loves Chip and Potato. So that's probably why he thought it was a funny thing to play with it. But
it's not joking, this
it's not a joke.
It's even rank. How did the dog found the dog who's called Chip, right?
Yeah, the mouse is Potato, I believe.
Yeah, the dog is called Chip.
Yeah,
found a mouse and befriended the mouse, and the mouse lives in the dog's pocket,
and he has a little hoodie for the mouse,
yeah,
so that people think that the mouse is like a little teddy bear.
Yeah, but it's a mouse.
I didn't know that. I had to like sit down. Mateus made me sit down to watch Chip and Potato with him.
I watched it.
He was like, "Mom, you have to sit down. I want you to be." I was like, "Oh." So I sat down and watched it, and I was like, "Yo, the things." So I said, "I remember because Mike was in the house. Yeah, send Mike a message. Yo, Potato's a real mouse."
I'm like, "What? Potato's a mouse?"
I
thought Potato was just her friend or something. It was Chip and Potato.
Oh my!
Ironic.
Gosh. Yeah, but anyways, yeah,
it's a mouse and it walks around with the mouse.
Literally.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. But anyways.
It's disgusting. And the mouse comes out every night. It's disgusting.
Nah, it's sick. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
It's actually disgusting.
Disgusting.
But anyways, guys.
Too disgusting.
Oh my gosh, guys. Honestly, like, I feel like the podcast, never full of substance, but it is what it is.
It's what it is.
If you're listening, we thank you.
That's it.
Bye.
It's been real.
It's been real, man. It's
we'll
been
catch
real.
You next week. Same time, same place.
Yes. Bye. Ciao. Peace.